survived. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. All six Philadelphia police officers shot in yesterday's standoff, treated and released.
We're very fortunate that no one was killed in this incident, which in and of itself is remarkable.
Police Commissioner Richard Ross, the standoff started when police served a drug warrant in a house.
Two officers and three other people were barricaded inside the home with this alleged gunman for 5 hours as the gunman continued to fire off rounds outside of the house into the street. Those people that were trapped inside the house were eventually brought out unharmed.
Fox's Jillian Mealy in Philadelphia. The gunman surrendered just before midnight after a negotiation, then tear gas. New details are just out on Jeffrey Epstein's death while awaiting trial for sex crimes in New York City. The Washington Post reports an autopsy found broken bones in his neck, which is more typical in a strangulation case, but is also possible in a suicide. A memorial in El Paso, Texas. A week and a half after the massacre at a Walmart.
We grapple with why good people would be taken from us so soon.
Governor Greg Abbott among thousands at a baseball stadium. 22 stars put on the field for those murdered. 9 circles placed in memory of those killed in the Dayton mass shooting. Democrats keep calling for stricter gun laws. Many in a Fox News poll support that. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the poll conducted after the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso found an overwhelming majority, 90%, want to see more background checks. More than 80% support temporarily taking guns away from people deemed a threat to themselves or others. 2/3 want assault weapons banned. Still, by a 57-34% margin, voters would rather live in a country where guns are legal. President Trump's job rating has declined in the aftermath of the shootings, with 59% saying he's tearing the country apart. Dave.
This is Fox News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
President Trump will hold another campaign rally tonight, going to New Hampshire, a state he narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton back in 2016. John Hickenlooper may be done running for president. The AP reports the ex-Colorado governor will drop out of the Democratic race today. He's one of more than 20 candidates, and like many of them, Hickenlooper struggled to get attention, lagged way down in the polls. There's also speculation he could run for Senate in Colorado. There have been some wild swings on Wall Street this morning before the opening bell. Dow futures up over 100 points. Then China came out and warned about a retaliation coming before new U.S. tariffs go into effect next month. That sent those futures then down more than 200, and then that was followed by a rebound a short time ago, and now those Dow futures are back up over 100 points. This coming off the biggest sell-off of the year.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 800 points Wednesday, the worst drop of the year. Other exchanges were also down, all of it a response to a new warning of an impending recession.
Well, we should interpret that as good news in the sense it gives the Federal Reserve even more reason to immediately lower interest rates by 50 basis points and another 25 or 50 before the holidays.
White House economist Peter Navarro and President Trump are blaming Federal Reserve decisions for Wall Street volatility. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Taco Tuesday was a disaster at a baseball game in California.
It was a qualification for the World Taco Eating Championship in Fresno, California. The competition taking place at a minor league baseball game allowed amateur taco eaters to try and earn a spot in this year's big event. We don't know exactly how many tacos 41-year-old Dana Hutchings ate, but we do know the man from Fresno died after heading to the hospital afterwards. The cause of death has not been determined.
That's John Saucier. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I mean, why doesn't the hot dog guy die?
Right.
I mean, how do you live through abusing. Island.
I mean, how do you do that? You can't eat like that, and I'm not shocked at all.
Right.
So taco eating some guy died. What was the radio station that did a promotion where you had to hold your pee and the woman died?
Oh, that's right.
I mean, so you can do stupid and abusive things to your body, but I've never understood how you can eat 90 hot dogs and live.
Right.
Which they do it every 4th of July. Anyway, hey, good morning. Taco's story got me off track here.
Mm-hmm.
Local news brought to you by your 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 29-year-old Champaign man pleaded guilty to drug charges last week and began electronic home detention on Wednesday. Christopher Dorsett also was sentenced to 4 years of probation and 6 months in the county jail. He was arrested May 22nd of last year. Champaign police are investigating a shooting that left one man hurt. Tuesday night, residents of a home in the 700 block of Crescent Drive called police saying shots have been fired. At least two apartments have been hit, and a 25-year-old man was inside a home with a gunshot wound believed to be non-life-threatening. Police are looking for information on any suspects. 30 months of probation is the sentence for a Champaign woman who admitted to having a loaded gun in a car that she used to drive her injured boyfriend to the hospital. The prosecutor said 29-year-old LaWanda Moore did not have a concealed carry license to have the uncased gun on the floorboard of the car. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's David Nelson with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts. Take Chuck, for example. Chuck's coworker told him to email his son-in-law for the best loan service. Chuck emailed, and never heard back. Don't grow frustrated with a company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Chuck. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers every single day. Visit them, Village at the Crossing, Champaign. Also Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose. Or go to blossombasket.com and get Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie. We've got a high of 80 expected with partly cloudy conditions, down to 61 this evening. Morning showers in the forecast tomorrow, high 81, 66 with partly cloudy conditions on Friday night. Morning showers in the forecast again on Saturday, high 80, low 70. And there's a 20% chance of rain with some clouds on Sunday. Today's forecast, high 88. Right now, the temperature's at 62. ESPN, 93.5.
All right, good morning. It's great to have you listening halfway through August. Here we go. It's August 15. It was August 15, 1969. Anybody? Anybody?
Well, I know. Should I answer?
Sure.
Woodstock.
Yeah, Woodstock, most all of you weren't even born. And if you were born, you're single digits. Some of you might remember the event. This is supposed to be at a farm. It was a dairy farm. They had all kinds of permit issues. They couldn't quite get clearance for anything because who wanted a bunch of hippies that were anti-war coming to their area? I mean, really, that's the kind of stuff they were dealing with. So they worked and worked and worked. They found a dairy farmer named Max Yazgar was the guy who allowed these kids to come. They had a permit for like 5,000 people. And then the people that organized Woodstock said, well, we'll probably have 50,000. And about 500,000 people later, they had a big event, and then it rained.
I'm going to someplace where I've never.
A pretty big spot in our history. Tanya J. Powers certainly wasn't there. She was way too young. She wasn't even born. Tanya J. Powers covering the Woodstock 50th. I was getting on an airplane. My family lived in India, and I was 10, and so we were headed that way. So I don't remember the event, but nobody thought it was going to be 500,000 people, Tanya.
No, because they'd sold, like, I think 50,000 tickets is what they sold.
Right.
And they ended up making it a free event because, mm-hmm. I mean, there was a lot of back and forth over where they were going to have it. You know, they were going to have it, you know, at Woodstock, and finally it ended up in Bethel, New York,
right.
at a farm, a dairy farm, because this dairy farmer was like, well, they don't have any other place, you know, I'll let them use my land. Now it's, you know, quite famous, Max Yasgar's dairy farm.
it was a guy named Max Yasgar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here he is.
500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music. And have nothing but fun and music. And I God bless you for it.
Yeah, well, he had the black rimmed glasses. He looked mm-hmm. like an old guy in the 60s.
Totally.
Yeah, and here's the weird part. His politics were not exactly aligned with, you know, a lot of... like what they were,
yeah.
what they were going to be doing,
yeah.
you know, he wasn't, that was not him, but he was like, you know, these kids need a place to have their festival, for
yeah.
sure. They had actually, there's a new documentary called Woodstock 3 Days That Defined a Generation. And, I highly encourage you to see it because it's really good. It's very well done. And it gets into like, not just the performances and things like that, but like how this was actually done, like the nuts and bolts of it. It
mm-hmm.
turns out that, you know, they were trying to get things finished, like the stage built and the fencing done, because they had moved around locations so much, they had a lot of things that they weren't able to do because it was a time crunch, you know, so they didn't
yeah.
have the manpower or the time to get everything done. And they said, you can either have a stage or you can have full fencing where people can't get in. And they said, well, we need the stage.
Right.
So that's why it finally turned into a free event, because there were such gaps in the fencing.
Couldn't do it. Too much to coordinate. Nobody could have expected that kind of a crowd. And what I don't mm-hmm. quite, because I'm kind of a logistics guy a little bit, and what I don't get is how 500,000 people possibly could hear. We didn't have 9 stations of speakers, did we? I mean, it was just one stage up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one stage, basically. And even, I think, during the rain, I think they had to turn a lot of that off, and a lot of it was just, like, acoustic. But, yeah, I mean, there were other things to do just beside the stage. There was a, you know, like... for lack of a better term, I would say vendors, but I think
mm-hmm.
that's probably a generous term.
Yeah.
But there were other things, like in other areas of the area to do. Because, again, this is like an arts festival. It wasn't just a concert.
Right. Peace, love, rock and roll. I got a guy coming up on the show this morning. His name is Steve Gold. He was 15, and he somehow has gotten hold of the stage. And so what they've ingenious.
What?
Yeah. He owns the stage, and so he's cutting it up, making all kinds of artifacts, and you can buy a piece of Woodstock. I love America.
Oh, my goodness.
I love America. His name is Steve Gold. Anyway, he'll be sharing some experiences, but apparently his friend's dad was the electrician, so he got to hang around the stage a lot. So it's kind of cool, but it's certainly a big part of history. I guess the question we'll never know, the answer to the question we'll never know is, what happened to all these people? Did they share their experience, or how many of them told their mom and dad they were going to a Girl Scout camp?
You know, it's funny, that documentary I mentioned, they interview a lot of the people who went, and there are some of them even have pictures of them there, you know, where they talk about how they got there and where they had to come from and how they had to just basically walk for a long way because the little road was so crowded with cars, they had to pull over and stop.
Where'd they go to the bathroom? Yeah.
Again, these are all good questions because, you know, nowadays festivals are a whole different thing. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. And, of course, I understand there was an enormous amount of alcohol at the very least and a whole lot of drugs at the other end. So, anyway, Tanya, it's a day in history for sure. Thank you for that information.
Sure.
We'll talk soon. Tanya J. Power is covering the story for Fox News Radio in New York.
50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Anybody alive that remembers... if you do, any thoughts?
You know, there's this picture on the album, I believe, where there's a couple kind of in a blanket hugging each other.
That's iconic.
And they had the anniversary of those two.
Did they really?
And those two were talking about their experience. They met there. They got married months later.
That's a good story. There were probably a lot of negative stories out of that as well. 359-2255. If you want to chime in this morning, you are more than welcome. Long time ago. I can't believe, 1969, August 15, that's today, 50 years ago.
Well, so Ted also watched that special that Tanya referenced about the 50th anniversary. It was amazing how this show went down, huh, Ted?
behind the scenes. It was the behind the scenes, the money part of it. And they lost $800,000 right off the bat because they had permits and everything. These people kicked them off the land, so they had to start over. And it was a lot of drugs. I saw the movie in 1970. I was running around Florida at 14 with somebody who was by 16. We were running around Florida in an old 50s Cadillac, sleeping in it. And we went to the theater and saw it, and everybody in there was getting high. It was pretty much a party, and then I wasn't doing that.
Wow. So who funded it? How'd they come up with $800,000? I mean, who gave them money? They didn't have any money.
They were some financial, from the last name, Jewish entrepreneurs from New York.
Okay.
Very smart people. And
right.
And there's about four of them, and it's just, I'd like to have a piece of that stage. I'd buy a piece of
I got Steve Gold here coming up, and he's got it, and I've got the website and everything else. But, yeah, you can buy a peace pendant with the part of the stage. I mean, it's cool. I mean, again, it was a big stage. You'll make some money on that deal. He was able to find it. They can authenticate it and the whole deal.
There you go.
Alvin Lee stole the show. Alvin Lee, 10 years after, if you have a chance, Google it.
Yeah.
He was the best.
Okay, Alvin Lee.
Thank you, buddy. Always a pleasure, Ted. All right, here we go. Cubs and Cardinals are tied for first place this morning.
Right.
Here we go. What a race in the National League Central.
St. Louis beat Kansas City 6-0. Now they've got Cincinnati. You'll hear the action later on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals have moved on to Cincinnati, where they'll open a series against All-Star Sonny Gray tonight with Michael Walker on the mound. And Ricky, the Cardinals will be looking for their sixth straight win. They're tied with the Cubs atop the National League Central after shutting out Kansas City. 5 runs in the seventh, a Paul DeJong home run in the eighth last night, 6-0 the final.
Pitching was spectacular for the Cardinals in Kansas City. Back-to-back shutouts, Dakota Hudson in the finale. He went deep into the game. The Cardinals bullpen, nothing but zeros on the board. Cardinals defense was outstanding in the series.
Randy Arozarena got his first major league hit and followed it up the next at bat with a line drive single. He also drove in a run.
He is going to contribute down the stretch, and so is Junior Fernandez, who pitched a clean bottom of the ninth.
6-0, the Cardinals won last night. We're on the air tonight at 5:15 with the pregame show.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you can save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
I saw some comments, Joe Maddon, after that 11-1 Phillies win and the only run, a home run from Chris Bryant. He said, we need to pitch better and we need to get better defensively on the road.
Yeah, it was definitely Cole Hamels struggled, and he was going home. He was a superstar for Philadelphia, and they pounded him, and it was 6-0 when he left, but the bases loaded, and they gave up a grand slam. So it was not a good night for the Cubbies. And some of these games, I mean, they had one against Cincinnati where it was just over, 10-0 kind of a number. I don't know.
I don't
know. I know one thing. The Cardinals appreciate still being
That's
in the darn
right.
thing.
And Milwaukee beat Minnesota 6-5 yesterday, so they're still lingering. Chicago White Sox over the Astros 13-9. They've got the L.A. Angels tonight in L.A.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 80, down to 61. 81 the high tomorrow, down to 66. 40% chance of morning showers. Morning thunderstorms could come our way on Saturday. Then a high 80, low 70 with partly cloudy conditions. Right now the temperature is at 62 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, let me see this hour if I can get the Steve Gold interview to you, the guy that somehow owns the stage from Woodstock.
Making some peace signs.
Oh man,
maybe?
No, it's just all kinds of stuff they can make. The stage, if you look at the documentary, just ginormous. It had to be.
G. Ducey's basement had a Woodstock poster down
there
with the little bird on top of the fret of the guitar.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric Boland at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the
Fox Business Network. Walmart is reporting a stronger than expected summer quarter. Its earnings and revenue, the money it brought in, top forecast. Sales at existing stores were up 2.8%, and its e-commerce sales rose 37%. That is online shopping, and the quarter included Amazon's Prime Day and Walmart's response. Walmart is also raising its expectations for this year. However, this morning, China is threatening to respond to additional tariffs. And though Cisco Systems reported a strong quarter, it is predicting disappointing growth because of the trade dispute with China. Cisco says it has sold networking equipment to China for years, but it recently was not invited to participate in bids. The Dow dropped 800 yesterday, NASDAQ down 242, S&P lost 85. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's Steve Gold. This month marks the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, originally billed as the Aquarian Exposition. 3 days of peace and music. Steve
and
Gold.
And nothing but 3 days of peace and music, well, as Max Yasgur would say.
You're 15 years old, man. I mean, what did you think this was going to be?
At 15, I'm not going to tell you what I was thinking was going to be. But it was, you know, I was very into music. And, you know, I followed, you know, Woodstock, the hassles they were having in Walk Hill. And, you know, when I found out it was going to be held in Bethel, and my family knew Max Yasgur, I knew Max Yasgur, it became very exciting. And we would drive up there every day for 3 weeks prior to the show, you know, watching them build this thing. And then the week prior to the actual concert, you know, every day we would come there and, you know, the amount of people would double. And this is a week before the show. I think the week before the show there was upwards of 60 or 70,000 people already sitting in the field. So that was, you know, to watch it being built and then to watch it and taken down was pretty amazing. And, you know, in those days, you know, I drove at 15, even though you couldn't drive until 16. But because it's a small community, we didn't worry because we knew somebody.
Yeah. That's just stunning in what it became. And nobody saw the rain coming. 500,000 people. Could people hear the music? I mean, it was so many, and you had one big stage.
Well, Bill Hanley, who created the sound system for Woodstock, did an incredible, incredible job. Is no matter where you went, the sound was pretty good. You know, and, you know, when you listen to the, when you watch the movie, you listen to the soundtrack, the movie makers, you know, they went right through the soundboard to record the sound, so, which was pretty unusual in 1969, too.
Yeah.
But what was great about those times is that you had 100,000 eyeballs just being focused on the stage. You know, it's pre-Instagram and pre-Twitter and pre-cell phones, where now everybody goes to the show. All they want to do is hold up their phones, you know, and take pictures of the performances. You know, there was no big screens. So everybody just focused on what was going on. And they were focused to the people next to them. They were, you know, sitting on the ground with, helping them or whatever, feeding them. But it was one big community of, you know, 500,000 people. I say there were more because of all the people that couldn't get there. You know, when I was able to walk through the towns during those times, the towns were packed. You couldn't move anywhere.
Piece of Stage, P-E-A-C-E, Piece of Stage, LLC. Tell me about it, what you're doing, how people can get part of this.
Well, they can just go online. They can see the products we're having. There's a YouTube video to get the history, how we found it, and, you know, why we know this is the real thing. And besides, you know, what we're selling, the peace pendants and all that, is the charitable aspect of it is very important to us.
Tell me about that.
Well, we decided that we needed to have a charitable aspect to give it that Woodstock feel of what, you know, Woodstock became. So we decided to make these little glass bottles that we filled with sawdust from some of the panels that we're cutting up and from some of the pieces that aren't usable because they were not in great shape. And we're calling it Stardust for Peace. Stardust in honor of the Joni Mitchell song, you know, Woodstock, where she says we are stardust. And we're donating proceeds to different charities that we felt related, had a similarity to what was going on, you know, during those times. So we're donating money to the Vietnam War Memorial in honor of the 52,000 soldiers that were killed. We're donating to the Jed Foundation, which is an organization that helps kids with teen suicide and bullying. We have another one, Orange Ribbons for Jamie. Jamie Gutenberg was killed in Parkland, and this is a an organization that tries to help get smarter and safer gun control laws. We do Why Hunger, which helps feed the veterans from all the wars, helps them with housing. You know, they also help feed homelessness. They're there if there are hurricanes, tornadoes, they're wherever you need to be. And also Feed the Children, which says what it is. They help feed kids around the United States who don't have the means to, you know, buy food. And we felt that all of them, you know, was part of the whole Woodstock spirit.
Now, how do people get hold of you? Give me the website again for this.
It's Peace, P-E-A-C-E, peaceofstage.com.
And how do you think we've done 50 years later, based on... There was a lot of turbulence going on in Vietnam and anti-war and peace and all the things that were happening then and sex, drugs, rock and roll. And now 50 years later, as a guy who was there, where are we?
Well, I think we're back where we started from. You know, instead of protesting the Vietnam War, I think there's a lot of controversy about our immigration laws. And I at that time, you know, people hated Richard Nixon, you know, and I think there's a lot of people that don't like our current president. And I believe that people are worried about the environment, even though Woodstock wasn't about the environment, but the environment was foremost, you know, the hog farm and wavy gravy. You know, everything was organic. At, you know, 1969, you know, it was sprouts and kale. Everything was, you know, served on recyclable paper. So it was the that was a good aspect of it. But now we have to worry about global warming. So, you know, the issues are there. There may be different issues, but there's a lot of similarities, you know, from the generation that grew up in 69 to what the this generation is living through 2019.
Steve Gold, Peace of Stage. You can get it at peaceofstage.com, P-E-A-C-E. Well, you were there, man. You're part of history. Whether you thought it was going to be like that or not, you were there. Nice meeting you.
Same here, and thanks for having me.
You bet. Steve Gold, Peace of Stage, ESPN 93.5. News coming up, 7:30.
It's summer buckets of fun at Addie's. Buckets of what, you may be asking? Buckets of 4 16-ounce aluminum bottles and a large bucket of range balls. It's summertime, and it's time to unwind and help your golf game while enjoying a few cold ones. Take some swings and some swigs of your favorite domestic brew for only $20. Just come on into Addie's in Stone Creek and soak up the summer with this summer buckets of fun promotion. Only at Addie's at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A standoff during drug arrests in Philadelphia ends with 6 police officers shot, none fatally, and the suspect surrendering. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says about the officers involved.
Think about it. You've got all those people, all those folks who were inside trap. Not one of them was injured. Nobody died, including the suspect. I mean, that in and of itself speaks volumes to their dedication, their patience, their tenacity, and everything else.
The standoff lasted more than 7 hours. China's ambassador to the UK says his government will not sit on its hands if a situation with protests over Chinese rule gets worse in Hong Kong.
It's become very clear that these protests are not going to end, either until the protesters have their demands met or until they are somehow stopped. And now we're hearing that clashes are expected to continue through the weekend, leading up to a million-person march on Sunday.
That's Fox's Benjamin Hall. This is Fox News.
You know, there's like 30%, maybe 35% of workers would take a pay cut if the employer would do this. What would you take a pay cut for? 35% when surveyed said, I'll take a pay cut.
Okay.
If the employer would do this.
What could that be? More vacation?
35% said they'll take a pay cut if the employer would do this.
Bring your dog to work? I don't know.
Houlihan's Restaurant's got their thing tonight.
Yes, they do. It's patio play, and John Stevens will be performing. This is an excellent night, too. The forecast looks
terrific. Yeah.
If you want to come on out, the secluded patio has music, 6:30 to 8:30.
So I could probably get a table by 6, 6:15, make sure I get one.
And if you get there between 4 and 6, it's the Happy App and Drink special.
Well, go to the 4 and hang.
Exactly.
Or show up at 5:30.
Exactly.
Great cuisine, appetizers, casual fare to satisfy, surpass every standard. Houlihan's Restaurant, patio play tonight with who?
John Stevens.
Just south of the State Farm Center. And say hey to our friend Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Patio play.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 30 months of probation is the sentence for a Champaign woman who admitted to having a loaded gun in a car that she used to drive her injured boyfriend to the hospital. The prosecutor said 29-year-old LaWanda Moore did not have a concealed carry license to have the uncased gun on the floorboard of the car. She pleaded guilty to a single count of aggravated unlawful use of weapons. Other charges were dismissed. One person was hurt and taken to Carle Foundation Hospital after a multi-vehicle wreck in a construction zone on I-74 Wednesday morning. The News Gazette says a driver in a black car was passing vehicles in the left lane and cut off a Chevy Cobalt while merging into the right lane. The driver of the Cobalt braked quickly to avoid rear-ending that black car. The driver of an SUV slowed down and hit a motorcycle. The driver of the motorcycle was taken to a hospital. The driver who started the series of collisions has not been identified. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's go to. Hi, this is Congressman Rodney Davis, inviting you to join me for an open government night I'm hosting in conjunction with State Representative Brad Halbrook and the News Gazette on Monday, August 19th at Parkland College in Champaign. Doors open at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. We look forward to hearing and talking about the issues that are important to you. For more info, visit my website, rodneydavis.house.gov.
Paid for by the official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Yep, okay. CMI, CMIclean.com. It's your Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They're your janitorial supply company, locally owned and operated. Betsy and Brad Parks, you need stuff to clean? That's where you go. And I've said that I've rankings of local janitorial supplies company. CMI's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I invented that, but nobody knows. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, locally owned and female operated, actually.
Mm-hmm.
359-6262, 359-6262, CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com. I've got an offer for you this morning, my friends, from Curtis Orchard. Family owned since 1977. Curtis Orchard. I'm giving out $25 bills. Actually, vouchers, because that would be some sort of counterfeit fraud. They're not actual currency. It's a voucher. And we're going to do that coming up in a matter of moments. Curtis Orchard, free money from me. I want you to go. Stand by, 359-2255. You have a chance to text in just moments. Now, here's your weather.
Sunshine, high 80, 60 our low tonight. Morning showers could come our way tomorrow, high 80, low 66. We've got another 50% chance of showers on Saturday morning. Then nice with a high 80, low 70, up to 88 by Sunday. 64 now on ESPN, 93.5.
All right, Dr. Darren Martin. Where are you from, Darren?
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Workplace culture expert. One in three workers would take a pay cut for this. Diane, did you ever...
I said either bringing your animal to work or more vacation time.
That's closer. Is the term really, quote, unlimited time off, Darren?
You know, a lot of companies are talking about it. The problem is so many employees are afraid to take them that they're not taking advantage of it just because of the bias that we have against time off. And I think that's the bigger question. I mean, the fact that the fact that people would give up money in order to have more vacation time says just how important it is to people. And if somebody offered you a job and said, hey, guess what? Here's the good news. You're going to get up to 3% of your year to do just whatever you want to do. You'd look at them like they were crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what 2 weeks vacation is out of a 52-week year.
Okay, so I guess I would be concerned with the term unlimited. And then how do we know we get enough done? I think in a sales position, if you meet your goals, I guess that'll do it. And if you're only paid commission and you're able to service your people, I guess that would fit. But if you're like part of the mechanics of inside a workplace, I don't know how you would be able to just go and come and come and go.
So I love the fact that you use the word mechanics, because people that work in mechanic-style jobs, I don't mean literal mechanics,
yeah,
but they go to work, somebody tells them what to do, and they do it. Those jobs are ultimately going away anyway, because we're going to machine learning. There's a, you know, those rote kind of jobs. What is highly valued in the workplace these days are people who are smart, who can think, who can collaborate, who can come up with new ideas. And when you have people like that, then, you want to not only treat them like adults, you want to treat them like owners. And they ought to have much more discretion over when they come and go, because those kind of people are going to get their work done regardless. In fact, you know, Netflix has a no vacation policy. The only time they talk to you about vacation is when you're not taking it. When they come say, hey, you've been around the office for a long time.
Really?
All of the research, yeah, absolutely. So all the research says that when people take time off, they're more productive, they get more done, they're more innovative, creative. And, you know, it's basic science that if you want your people to perform at a peak level, they need some R&R time.
Any major company, Fortune 500, is doing this kind of thing?
Well, I just mentioned Netflix for sure. You've got companies right here in Dallas that are not Fortune 500, but like G Magazine has an unlimited vacation policy. Google gives people, at least they used to, 20% discretionary time of their work week to go, you know, do something that they want to pursue, learn Mandarin or, and actually what they said about that time was that it ended up that people, when they were in that off time, came up with 50% of their new products. So, you know, very valuable.
No.
But
well,
I do think we're going to move this direction.
When we say, you know, unlimited, isn't this with all the technology, Darren, isn't it kind of de facto those in a higher level are working kind of all the time anyway? So it's not really a 40-hour week anymore?
50% of people say they expect to work on their vacation.
Yeah.
And work invaded home a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, your company wants you to respond to those emails at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
That's
working
it
on
is.
A project.
Darren Martin, PhD.
PhD, CEO, and founder of the Global Company Culture Association. We are driving an evolution at work and addressing these kind of issues. So,
wow. So do you like you go and consult and all, do that stuff and try and fly? And
We do. I go in and do work with companies, but what we're really doing is gathering a lot of other great people, great thinkers, so that we can fix what is right now workplace culture, and it's a disaster.
Wow. Good stuff. How do people connect with you, Darren?
They can reach me at globalcompanycultureassociation.com. I know that's a mouthful. And also at Darren, D-A-R-E-N, Martin.com.
Nice to meet you. Hope we can chat again sometime.
Would love it. Anytime.
Thank you, buddy. 743 down in Dallas, Darren Martin.
DarrenMartin.com.
All right, 743, Curtis Orchard and Pumpkin Patch.
It's an awesome place to go.
Open 9 to 6. 9 to 6 Sundays, 11 to 6. Flying Monkey Cafe is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 2.
Uh-huh.
They got the apple slushies that I'm hearing so much about.
Yes, fresh kettlecorn in the country store now.
Now, this weekend, they've got Chili Dog Days special in the cafe with a nod to the dog days of summer.
Yes, they do.
Pork burgers from Shelbyville next weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's an event. It's a destination. If you've not been, how about this? If you've not been to Curtis Orchard, just text in Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, Curtis, the family. Uh-huh. That's their family name, Curtis. C-U-R-T-I-S, text in 359-2255. If you've not ever been, and I know that's a stretch, it's a kind of an iconic place now, kind of a Wizard of Oz theme. Text in Curtis 1. If you've not been for like a year or three,
mm-hmm.
and you were there a long time ago, if you haven't been there in a while, you haven't been there.
That's right.
It has grown so much.
Yes,
so,
the evolution of Curtis Orchard.
Text in Curtis 2. Like, it's been a long time, that kind of thing. All right, Dan, we're going to give out like, I don't know, $500 or something, $25 at a time. So if you'd like to be considered, and we'll get a lot of texts in, we'll let you know after 9 if you win. Absolutely free $25 voucher to go enjoy whatever you want. They got all kinds of pies and great stuff in the Cafe Monkey.
Yeah, Flying Monkey. Flying Monkey Cafe.
I just blipped the Inspector Clouseau.
Okay, gotcha.
Monkey. The Flying Monkey Cafe, again, Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 2. I mean, we're talking about, all good.
Yes.
Go buy a bunch of honey.
That's right.
Some of the best honey in the world, if not the best honey
in
the world.
We'd like you to use your certificate at one register if you could.
Yeah, it's a one-time checkout, because that would be funky. 359-2255, text in Curtis. Curtis 1, if you've never been, and Curtis 2, it's been a long time. Text in now, anybody? 359?
Oh, yeah. And I want to get to one that just came in saying, dude, just implied that mechanics aren't smart. I've met a lot of people who are a lot smarter and I guess know at the office who chose to make more money earlier and not spend it on college. So when we were talking about
the
mechanics.
No, he said that. He said, I didn't mean actual mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Because we now, I think, agree that college isn't for everybody.
That's right.
And you can be a bazillionaire without college.
And I think the point was people who are in the inner workings of the office can't take as much time off.
Mechanics of the actual infrastructure of a company. Payroll, time, you know, people that keep track of stuff. That's a little trickier because you're running the inside. He said a lot of it's going to be automated. But he missed a comment when he said, I don't mean the actual mechanic. Because a mechanic right now, a union person right now, you can do well.
Oh, yeah.
Can you say 70 to 100,000? Easy, if you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You can go work in the HVAC with any experience for 60. And right now, you can go get a job tomorrow anywhere you want if you're good like that.
But when you still have to keep re-upping and getting those certificates and
It's awesome. Okay, we're going to do sports. The Cubs and Cardinals are tied for first place this morning. Wow, that's next.
Moving or watching football.
Football.
Moving or picnic outside.
Picnic.
Moving or enjoying the fall leaves.
Leaves.
There are so many fun and enjoyable things to do during the fall. Why spend it moving? If you have moving needs this fall, let the experts at 2 Minute a Truck take care of it for you. They'll use their professionally trained moving staff to quickly and safely get you across town, across state, or across the country so you can enjoy the perks of the autumn season. Visit them at 2menchampagne.com.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, but today hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Wingo. That's ZipRecruiter.com/W-I-N-G-O. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe. Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
He finds unique ways to let both food and wine dictate his story. He's Chef Thad Morrow, from humble Midwestern beginnings to the center of the world in New York City. And he's back at the new Naya Restaurant, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine, situated in the heart of Campus Town. Enjoy a night out in the company of those you love. Join Chef Thad Morrow at Naya, now open at 212 East Green Street, online at NAYARestaurant.com.
All right, we're getting Curtis 1s, which means people have never been.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis 2s means it's been a long time.
Yeah, in fact, a comment from Karen saying it's been since the kids were kids, and now they're in their 20s.
Wow,
so.
Been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said Curtis 3. What in the world is 3?
I mean, maybe it's been a long time.
What's 3 mean? I never said anything about 3. 359-2255. Text in now if you want $25 to Curtis Orchard. It's awesome. All right, let's jump to our morning sports. 359-2255. Last chance. Text in Curtis if you'd like to get that $25 voucher.
Cincinnati lost big time last night, 17-7.
Yeah, it looked like a football score. So, the Nationals, which are leading now for the wild card.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the Cubs, Cardinals, and Milwaukee are in a battle.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Milwaukee winning yesterday 6-5 over Minnesota. It is getting interesting, isn't it? So let's get your Redbird recap now.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals have moved on to Cincinnati, where they'll open a series against All-Star Sonny Gray tonight with Michael Walker on the mound. And Ricky, the Cardinals will be looking for their sixth straight win. They're tied with the Cubs atop the National League Central after shutting out Kansas City. 5 runs in the seventh. A Paul DeJong home run in the eighth last night. 6-0 the final.
Pitching was spectacular for the Cardinals in Kansas City. Back-to-back shutouts. Dakota Hudson in the finale. He went deep into the game. The Cardinals bullpen, nothing but zeros on the board. Cardinals defense was outstanding in the series.
Randy Arozarena got his first major league hit and followed it up the next at bat with a line drive single. He also drove in a run.
He is going to contribute down the stretch, and so is Junior Fernandez, who pitched a clean bottom of the ninth.
6-0, the Cardinals won last night. We're on the air tonight at 5:15 with the pregame show.
Phillies over the Cubs, 11-1.
Yep, they got a game tonight, and it's getting down to it here. Cubby's got to get some road stuff going on.
Mm-hmm, it's true. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox beat the Astros 13-9. They'll have the Angels in L.A. tonight. NFL preseason underway. Philadelphia at Jacksonville. Baltimore will host Green Bay. Oakland is at Arizona. New York and Atlanta. Cincinnati and Washington. Your Saints will play on Sunday, Stevie.
Yeah.
It's the L.A. Clippers.
Yeah. Clippers?
And, yep.
That'd be the basketball team.
Oh.
That'd be the probably L.A.
Rams, is it? Then?
Well, it could be Rams. You got the Raiders moving that direction.
Oh,
aren't the Raiders going? No, I think Raiders are going to Vegas, and you got San Diego playing in L.A. So it must be the L.A. Rams. In preseason? They play them in week 2. Anyway. Just preseason. Whatever.
And Chicago and the New York Giants will be in action tomorrow. Maybe we can get Ditka's opinion about the preseason Bears.
He thinks they're going to be good, though.
Uh-huh.
All right. 751 Honda BMW DriveChampaign.com. We love their vehicles. We'll go test drive a Odyssey. And they got an Odyssey, if you want, with a vacuum cleaner in the back, where you take the hose and vacuum it right up.
I love that idea.
It's right there. It's like a shop vac built in.
It is.
Go check it out at Honda BMW off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Or maybe you want to try the BMW. Or I think one of the best values in vehicles today is a Civic. Apple CarPlay. You can do all your texting and driving and talking all hands free.
Uh-huh.
It's legal. So get it at Honda BMW. They've got great value. They're an award-winning dealership. Find out how and why. DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com. It's Honda BMW off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. 752. This is coming up.
Getting tired of eating the same meals each week? Try something new. Get a taste of CU this August at Champaign Park District's signature event, The Taste of Champaign Urbana. Visit Westside Park on August 16th and 17th for food, music, craft beer, and more. Enjoy lots of family activities like inflatables, gymnastics, and games in the Champaign Mom's Kids Zone. Visit Artist Alley for a taste of CU culture. Get more information on Taste of Champaign Urbana happening August 16th and 17th at Westside Park at champaignparks.com. Taste of CU is presented by CIBM Bank and proudly sponsored by this station.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, retail store clerks may fail to check IDs or may sell vapor products in bulk quantities. That's why Juul Labs is working with retailers to deploy point-of-sale technologies that won't allow any sale of Juul products until a valid ID has been scanned, and to prevent bulk sales. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They help with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
You work hard. From the day-to-day operations of your farm to planning for the future, Busey's team understands the unique challenges you face. With farm management, brokerage, and financing solutions tailored to your needs, we can help ensure your hard work pays off, now and into the future. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let us check our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
What a beautiful day ahead with plenty of sunshine. Up to 80, down to 60. 81 the high tomorrow, down to 66. 40% chance of morning showers. Morning showers in the forecast on Saturday, then partly cloudy for our Taste of Champagne event happening at Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Down to 70 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 65. ESPN 93.5.
Well, ESPN 93.5 and Prospect Bank welcoming back U of I students with our Welcome Back Student Bags. A week from Sunday, we'll be out there, not only for the random bag stuff with cash gift cards, but they also a bunch of free stuff. Great offers from businesses like Prospect Bank, Rosati's Pizza, the new Octave Apartments. Learn more about our Welcome Back Student Bags powered by Prospect Bank, ESPNCU.com.
Did you try to swipe the Salad Meister?
I love the Salad Meister.
Half off Salad Meister
50%
coupons.
Off. Yeah, that's in there?
Yes.
I want that.
Exactly.
Bill Yackel, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you?
I am terrific, Stevie, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning.
Funding the Drain event in October. What's that?
Well, on Friday, October 4th, this is our second year of a fundraiser for Lifeline Connect.
Mm-hmm.
And Lifeline Connect is a faith-based recovery program that we've been involved with for many, many years. And they help men overcome drug and alcohol addiction. And so last year we had a big event and raised money. The goal last year was to build the dorm. In the past, Lifeline Connect has only had enough for 7 men. And, of course, as we know, with the drug addiction problem in our country, epidemic, may I say, they were turning people away. And, Stevie, Diane, I just want to say thank you for all you do for our community. Thank you for all you do helping us promote events like this. Your involvement has been so critical in helping promote these causes that really improve our community. And Stevie G, I know you were out there at the ribbon cutting for the dorm. And so I just wanted to get out there that October 4th is our event. It's at the Hilton Garden Inn. It is a night of incredible stories of redemption and recovery. It is so uplifting. And I just want to encourage people that they can go to lifelineconnect.org. Tickets are available. They're $24 because it's 24-man dorm, and it'll be a night you won't forget. And I just want to encourage everybody, if they are struggling with someone in their family with addiction or themselves with addiction, there are resources and available. And I just want to encourage everyone to come on out and help us now that we've built the dorm, help us fund the dorm so that we can help as many men as possible and strengthen our community.
Bill, you're a good man. We appreciate all that you have done, mm-hmm. Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Before we get off the phone, how do people contact you? I don't know where we are, whether we're doing furnaces or air ACs.
That's
or
right.
Both. What are we doing?
It's ACs right now.
Okay.
Look, right now, still air conditioning, still the dog days of summer.
Yep.
But we will be very quickly transitioning to furnaces here in the fall. You know, it's football, fall,
yep.
Furnaces.
Let's go.
So
yep.
We're kind of in that transitional period, but still a couple ACs going out here and there on the hot, you know, dog days of summer. They can always give us a call at 355-5512. We'll get somebody out there very quick to help.
Keep up your fine work, Bill.
Appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill Yackel.
LanceInc.com.
All right, going to break for the news. Come back. Stand by. Cue the music. Live from the White House, it's John Decker.
Oh, boy.
You know what that means. Oh, yeah.
He's got a theme.
Uh-huh. Only person. Only one.
That's great.
Stand by. ESPN 93.5, 758.
Get your baseball grub here. Get your baseball grub here. Get your game day eats at Value Check that doesn't break the bank. Value Check is cost plus foods, meaning everything is priced at or below cost on the shelf with just 10% fee added at checkout. Unbelievable savings. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, convenient location in 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. So go on into Value Check and save loads of money on your next grocery trip.
Hi, it's Stevie J. For many years, whenever I said something a little out there, my kids would say, easy, Stever. Well, I've come up with something a little out there, and I'm inviting you to be part of it. Introducing Stever, a new program that allows you to spend my money and keep the stuff. Sounds good, right? Well, it is. Now, there are two requirements. You'll have to use your voucher for the free stuff within 7 days, then give us some feedback about your experience. That's it. Take my money. Spend it within 7 days, then give me some feedback about your experience. But you have to register for this program. Just visit GoStever.com and create an account. You'll need to create a username and password. Once your account has been created, you're all set. Then just listen to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations for your chance to grab one of our daily offers. Visit GoStever.com to register now and to learn all about our new Out There program. All the information is available at GoStever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoStever.com.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.